That's why it's the greatest Batman ever of all time.
There is that guy that's...
Oh, yeah, that's what that's... I've actually got this pulled up.
Okay, go for and, it.
Well, it was something I wanted to talk about. No. Twihards are going to freaking go hard on it, but freaking Robert Pattinson, right?
Yep.
Yep, going to be Batman.
Cedric Diggory is Batman.
What the fuck?
Well, what is the Batman going to be about?
Well, I'm looking at villains right now. It is rumored that they're going to go full Batman 2 and have Catwoman and Penguin.
Okay.
Wait.
And rumors that the Riddler will also be in this.
I thought I remembered seeing an article that said something about Batwoman.
That is a CW show.
Yeah. Oh.
That, I remember when she was on The Flash. Was it The Flash? It was the Crisis thingy.
It was
thingy.
The Flash. It was Crisis on...
Crisis on...
Earth,
sure. Earth X, something. X,
yeah,
that X one. Earth, or
yeah, Crisis
I don't know.
On Earth X.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, that was the Nazi one.
This was I the one remember. With the book and the guy in the purple.
Oh, yeah.
I obviously was super impressed by those episodes.
Yeah, it's very forgettable. So I mean, I'll watch the Batwoman show. I'll give it a fair shake and see.
Yeah. I don't know. This last episodes of Flash were a little... Once again, yeah, they have the same problem of not knowing how to write their people, and they forget that they've already gone through this. Same argument for me.
I mean, I know they have to write out Cisco.
Are they going to write him
out?
He's
done. He's not coming back. I don't think he's coming back next season.
Oh, the actor?
Yeah, and neither is Caitlin Snow.
Oh, that was not real well.
I don't
well
think.
Set
it wasn't.
I think
Cisco, I could maybe see. But...
Yeah, they she just like.
But I just thought, he
or maybe
gonna
they're
be...
gonna have him back for the first few episodes as guest stars, and then.
Nah, his walking out kind of seemed like he was.
Yes,
it's Cisco's time to shine, or whatever. It
that's
was.
Why they depowered him, which sucks because they never did his powers right to, for starters.
That's a horrible argument anyway, because even Caitlin should have been like, Cisco, if you weren't Vibe, we wouldn't have been able to win today.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they went to the future, but we wouldn't have been able to do anything.
No.
Just to let you know that you're still a viable team member.
Yeah,
and
it's
I don't
like,
know why
you're
you wanna,
a very
like,
important member of this team, and you've lived with superpowers for like 5 years or 4 years now, whatever.
In fact, here's the other thing, is the fact
that... And
she
was cool with it.
Yes. But that's what I'm saying, is she was cool with it. Like, hey, yeah, I get it. You know, you're this, you're that. Now, he's gonna go be like, yeah, I'm not. And be like, you don't want to talk about this first?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
And that was just a throwaway line from Thawne. Of... Your powers or something. It's like, I'm more than just my powers or whatever the freaking line was. It was such a throwaway line.
Yeah.
That they latched on to be like, I want to be normal.
Yeah. Normal's overrated.
I think it was stupid. I also think it's stupid that they were giving the criminals a choice. Somebody did it, actually summed it up pretty easily. It was, you're giving criminals a choice, and if they say no, then they go to jail because they're murderers, and then they're on death row. So...
I may not know what we're talking about.
With the whole, like, cure thing of, we have to give them a choice.
Oh,
like,
to take the cure?
Yeah. They're criminals who are using it for wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, some metas were just coming in to take the cure.
And that's okay if they wanted to
especially
do that.
Especially when there's a meta-killing serial killer out there. It's like, ugh!
That I could understand being like, yeah, I want to take the cure because of that reasons.
Yeah.
But most villains are going to say, F
no,
you.
I'm good.
And then you're going to put them in prison for life and or on death row.
Yeah. But you got superpowers. You might escape. I mean.
And then get caught again and then get put in jail for the rest of your life. Or you take the cure and you're normal.
How many meta prisons are in comics that... actually keep them.
Mm, true.
None.
Plot
everybody gets out. So
for plot reasons.
Plot reasons. Young Justice is coming back in July. I thought it was June, and I was sad when I found out it was July.
Oh.
It's like July 2nd when Spider-Man comes out. But, you know.
Wait, for...
Far From Home.
Far From Home.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Thwip.
I didn't see the...
You haven't seen the spoiler trailer?
That, or I haven't seen the...
He never watches the trailer.
Interview with Tom. That is his name, right? Tom something?
Hollander.
Hollander or Holland?
I think it's Holland.
I don't know.
No. Oh, no, it is Holland.
Tom Netherlands.
There is a Hollander, and it is not him.
But even he said he was confused with the ending of... Of Endgame going into Far From Home, be like, yeah, I don't really understand.
Well, I think he was doing that on purpose.
Could have been, because maybe they did explain it in the movie, or that director is just ignoring it.
You're talking about the time jump where mm-hmm. some people are 5 years and some people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's reasons, man.
Sure.
I mean, you bring plot in everybody reasons. Back. Yeah, plot reasons. Yeah, it's a mess, and we talked about it last time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's coming back 5 years. Some people have moved on. Your house ain't your house no more because you missed 5 years of payments.
Yeah, maybe the loan.
Man.
Well, maybe the loan.
Oh, it's better. Everybody's been used to having half the population for 5 years, production-wise, food, infrastructure, all that jazz. Now you brought everybody back, and we're not ready.
That would be, yeah.
There's no jobs.
Job ain't there anymore, maybe.
Your job's not there anymore. The job you're probably going to get is probably going to be producing food for yourself and the other people that came out.
Why you got to bring up, like, actual real-world applications of what?
Because Tony didn't think about it.
Right.
Instead of just saying,
he wanted to keep his daughter when he should have just brought everybody back 5 years
ago. But the thing is, though, he's going to keep his daughter because... You would just be resetting the 5 years she was alive.
Like, here's the thing you could have done. Brought everybody back 5 years ago and then have magic and bring everybody, the Avengers, forward 5 years. That died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But did they, going back to the Batman. Did they say what's slated? Or is it just like, hey, he's being cast as Batman now?
I mean, it's the Matt Reeves film. I don't know mm-hmm. much about it. I know Ben Affleck was doing one for a while, but I think he just totally 100% pulled the shoot.
And that's another thing. I don't understand why we're doing another Batman movie. I thought we were going forward with the Justice League thing.
I think he's
going
to be in replacing
him.
I think so.
Yeah, that's not going to be noticeable.
I'm not 100% certain. Don't quote me there. But.
Yeah. That's not going to be noticeable. I saw somebody pull a picture with him, and then they did one with...
All I got to say is he needs to start working out now.
Yeah. Who was it?
Yeah.
Maybe get some steroids in that
Michael
way.
Keaton. Yeah. As Michael Keaton as the old Batman, and him as Batman Forever. Mm. Batman?
No, not Batman Forever.
The one with the red Batman.
Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond, that's it.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
cool.
But... You can't do a Justice League in that.
Yeah, you can. Static Shock's in that Justice League, man.
But they're so, like, apocalypse at that point. Because it's all kind of, like, been deteriorating.
Oh, man, there's a Ninja Turtles versus the Batman movie.
Coming out?
Yeah, it's probably already out.
So animated?
Yeah, that's actually why I jumped onto DC Animated.
Mm-hmm.
Or the DC Universe streaming thing. I was like, oh, yeah. And then I just started watching Young Justice again because it wasn't out yet. And I was like, oh, Young Justice is so good.
I haven't finished.
It made me laugh again.
At all. What else did we have on
the slate? Robert Pattinson movies Batman fans need to see. Yeah, nope.
Well, now I want to know what that list was.
Oh, you want to know what that list is?
Yeah, a little bit.
You're making me click on it.
I am.
Cosmopolitan.
That's mm-hmm. a weird movie. It's the, all in a...
The Rover?
Don't know that one.
The Lost City of Z?
I keep meaning to watch that.
Good Time?
Nope.
Damsel?
In Distress?
Nope. Nope, just Damsel.
High Life. I didn't think he did anything after Twilight.
Oh, no, he's done a ton of stuff.
Yeah, these are all like 2017, 2018 movies. I didn't even know he was in The Lost City of Z. He definitely
is. What's the weird one about the elephants?
That's not it.
It's like water for elephants or...
Oh, yeah, that's not on here.
It was the one where he's in the circus.
Yeah, that's not on here. He definitely... Somebody give that boy a sandwich.
Is he that skinny?
He is that skinny.
He's thin.
No. If it makes sense. But it's not going to make sense for
he's got more like
Batman.
He's got like a Spider-Man kind of physique. Not really a Batman physique.
I think a lot of people were thinking he was going to be Spider-Man.
An older version?
Maybe. It's curious what they're... I can't talk about it. You suck.
Can't talk about what? The trailer?
Far From Home.
Yeah. When is Guardians on slate to be released?
Oh, I don't know. They haven't started filming yet.
Oh.
So we got a while.
Probably because they kept going back and forth on
who's
who
the
is
director.
Yeah. It's Gunn. He's
I'm
the
glad
director.
It's actually back to Gunn.
Have you seen Olympus Has Fallen and London Has Fallen with Gerard Butler?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I think I've seen Olympus.
Maybe.
Yeah. There's a third one called Angel Has Fallen, where Gerard Butler's being framed as the bad guy. Should be pretty good. It actually makes the other two look real bad, which they are real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's going to be far more entertaining.
No, I'm thinking of Atlas Shrugged, because there was a part one and a part two for that.
And a part three.
I don't know if I ever saw three. But
sometimes when you scroll real, real far on one of those things on Amazon Prime, it's like, oh, there's a part three.
Game of Throne fans petition to remake season 8.
Yeah,
that won't happen.
It's not going to happen.
No, it'll never happen. But there's like there's like 500,000 people
on
the list.
And they're on like change.org or whatever.
Dude,
yeah.
No.
That's where they all the ones
are. That's where you go.
That's where you go to do a petition.
That won't ever make
do
anything happen.
Thing. Yeah.
So here's the and the people who are signing that petition are like, "Oh my god, that's out of character." It's like, "No, it's not. It's 100% in her character."
It is.
They just botched.
Rushed it.
They rushed
just
it.
Botched the transition.
Mm-hmm.
They did. I mean, they really did. It totally makes
well,
sense.
Yeah.
It's
they rushed it, but they did it. They rushed it in a way that people don't catch it. Like, she hasn't been eating. She hasn't been drinking.
Oh, there's a theory behind that and her not eating thing.
No, it's not a theory.
No. Varys was trying to poison her.
Well, we already knew. Yes, that's not a theory.
Oh, okay.
They were talking about it in the episode. Okay. Subtly,
yeah,
but they were talking. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
it was very rushed.
A lot of people miss that.
It's like, she's not eating. Well, you'll try again at supper. Like, I mean, that's pretty there.
Yeah.
And then, and the fact that she doesn't really have any close friends there now, and the only close person doesn't really want to be close to her, just says, "Hey, I'll be your."
Yeah, I'm your guy,
but I'm not your guy.
Not your guy.
Yeah, so therefore she has nobody to fall back on.
And that's when she's like, people love you, but they'll have to fear me. And
mm-hmm.
that's why she did.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's not
the
wrong.
Reason.
No, and when you think back on all the times that she kind of was not a nice person.
No, she like...
From the get-go.
No.
There
I
was
mean,
a comparison with her and Cersei. And
oh,
they,
yeah.
They pretty much...
Such a good
yeah,
video.
They pretty much did the exact same thing, except for... slightly different, or they were shaded different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she did things for her children and all this,
they
pretty much were saying...
Basically, it was all of the things that Daenerys did were all framed as somewhat heroic. And,
right.
But when you really go back and think about it, you go...
It's like, wow.
Oh, no, she
real
burnt
dark.
Down this giant thing. She executed people.
She stole an army.
Yeah,
she
stole an army.
She stole an army.
Mm-hmm.
She crucified the masters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She's not been
exactly
a good person.
Yeah,
which...
she definitely a little unhinged.
And
but...
she was. And in the video, they talk about how, like, she did all this kind of stuff, but she did have people around her that
right.
were kind of going,
like,
hey, maybe that's not the best idea.
Right.
And then
and,
by the
well,
end...
But Jorah, he was... His eyes were tainted.
Oh well,
with love,
yeah.
So they didn't care what she did.
Also
no,
the
but
fact
like
that Barristan
came... Selmy
yeah.
and some of those others, it was.
Also, he saw her walk out of a fire unhurt. So
yeah.
it was like, you're
yeah.
the chosen
he
one.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
But when you go back and you think about it, and I get it, you know, people just, they didn't have enough time to process that this is where it was headed. And it was, they definitely botched how they were going to do it. They needed a couple more episodes. It totally makes sense, and I can see where this goes. And if people really want a remake, just read the books. They're coming. It'll be much better. Yeah. And it's still... They're coming.
He's gonna keep writing them.
No, he's not. He's writing fucking prequels and shit. Yeah. Like, oh, I have this story arc to do. Now I get it from a writer's perspective of, I don't know where to go with this. Let me do a different project right now while I'm trying to.
I'm scared.
Scope out these guys, but that's all he's doing.
So, so what you really need to think of though is the guys who are doing this season who have penned it and all that stuff. Are probably going to be heavily involved with the next Star Wars trilogy.
Oh, that's right, because Benioff and Weiss are doing the next trilogy.
Probably with Shitmake, McFuss, Rain, Wiener Dick.
Rain? Ryan Johnson?
Yeah. Spell your name right, Ryan.
R-I-A-N.
Rain. His name's Rain.
It's I-A, not A-I.
I know. Well, I know it. I'm just making fun of his name.
It's Rian.
Because I hate him.
I call him Rian.
That's even better. Rian Johnson.
Now, as long as they got good writers, it should be fine.
They're writing it.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Because it's all going to be rushed.
Because that's the thing that drove me the most nuts.
I mean,
over the last two seasons of Game of Thrones is like, once they ran out of source material, it sucked.
Yeah.
They were phenomenal adaptators.
Mm-hmm.
But when they only had a skeleton of what's supposed to happen,
yep.
they didn't know how to fill in.
They did a good job of filling in between the big scenes in the books that they wanted
to
do. Like, they that added a couple stuff, and they did a great job with that. But yeah, like you said, when they took when they had to fill the story and only had the skeleton of this is how it's going to maybe end up,
Yeah, I love the picture that I saw. It looks like a picture of a horse, and it's like a really detailed drawing of a horse, like the tail and the back feet. And then as it gets closer to the head, it just literally kind of descends into like 2-year-old chicken scratch. And it says like season 1 through 4 is like the super good looking horse. And then, and then it just keeps going and going. And I was like, that's it. It's just, it was super well fleshed out, and then bleh.
Sorry, I keep staring at my painting.
Oh, yeah, if we can talk about the painting.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, I found out last week that one of the guys from my bachelor party, I wanted to do a photo, and so we did a photo of The Last Supper
with everybody there. Perfect numbers.
It really was.
And we had a great space.
We did. We had a decent enough space to actually do it in. And there's another part to this that you don't know that I never got around to doing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wanted to get play mats for everybody with the picture on it.
Nice.
So I might actually do it with that instead.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he apparently got the idea, I guess, after I shared it with everybody that he wanted to, I guess, get a painting of it. And therefore, he commissioned it from a person out in Colorado. When he moved out there, and it was actually a wife of a coworker.
Okay.
And this was her first actually commissioned piece. And I guess Tony had been sitting on it ever since season 8 started.
I don't know how long Tony's had the actual painting.
Well, I don't know either.
I think it seemed like at least like at least maybe the second episode, maybe the first, because it was getting to be like, no, seriously, you have to come watch a show with us. Okay, fine. We're kind of late. Well, and I was like, you think they'd wait on us? They said, yeah, we'll wait on you. And now we know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even that day, I got a text from Josh being like, hey, you going to go over to Tony's and watch Game of Thrones? And I was like, I don't know. We're having dinner with my parents because it was Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be late. I don't know when they're going to be leaving. He's like, well, you need to go. If not to watch, then
go.
For something else.
Just go.
I was like, okay, apparently you know something I don't. So, okay, fine. And then we called. And then it's actually a portrait of everybody that was at the bachelor party, plus my wife, Jess, in Star Wars attire.
But still but reenacting the Last Supper.
Reenacting. It is the Star Wars Last Supper. Everybody from the bachelor party. So it is the photo. So everybody looks like who was there, yeah. But they're now in Star Wars garb with a lightsaber, and they're in the cantina, right?
We're in a cantina.
Yeah, and then randomly, I'm over in the corner with Princess Leia cinnamon bun ears.
Which is funny, because he's dressed as Luke.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
what
we talked about.
But he's dressed as episode four Luke, and she's dressed as episode four Leia, which is before anybody knew they were brother
and they did
and sister.
Kiss in that episode.
Nah, episode five.
But, was it five?
Yeah, she'd kiss him on the cheek, though, in four.
I'm not Luke. I'm just the chosen one.
Because, no.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to have to rewatch all of Star Wars. Because I just can remember when being a little kid and watching them when they'd show on USA, that I remembered Leia kissing Luke and Han Solo getting upset. And Luke was kind of like, hey,
he was like,
what? Hey, I got... And then I was really frustrated when she decided to...
Pick the smuggler.
And I was like, no, Luke is the... And then later on, I was like, oh! And then even in my pre-adolescent mind, I went, wait a second. She kissed her brother back in the... Did they know, like, when they were setting this up and doing the movies?
Because
I didn't realize how long it was in between the movies, because I watched them back to back to back, because it was on TV.
Yeah, no, he had no idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which definitely makes you go,
And, Nate can fill you in a little bit more, but they had an email chain about the painting.
Yeah, we totally had an email chain. It was actually attached to the bachelor party email chain.
Mm-hmm.
And
minus Michael.
Minus Michael. Yeah. It started on like the 25th of January.
Jeez.
And I lost it.
It's a really cool painting. I know we can't really do it justice just describing it, but we can try.
And there's a lot of hidden
little Easter eggs. Oh, yeah. And fun stuff.
I don't know how many, because I don't really know how many he said he put, because there's only like two that I see.
Two what?
Easter egg. I mean, the Chardonnay and the cards.
Yeah.
But like, as for what you're going to describe to them, I don't know of anything else that's there that's supposed to be an Easter egg.
So, yep, 25th, Josh asked if... Oh, he also texted me, like, before that, going, were you Rebel or Empire? And I was like, he's Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
All the way. He's a good guy. And then he posed the question to everybody else. And he said, I won't spoil it, but it's a simple question. Rebel Alliance... Or are you part of the Galactic Empire? And,
mm-hmm.
and of course, Spaz did what Spaz does, and had a video from like the dancing Star Wars game of answering that he was, you know, Empire. And then my phone decided it wanted to say "fuck off," and closed them all up. So then my brother came back saying he's Vader all the way. I came back with I'm part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Which then got made fun of because it was a Princess Leia reference.
Wait, what now?
It's a Princess Leia reference. Darth Vader says, you're part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away. And then a bunch of... Todd said he's a mercenary but working for the Rebellion. Carson said he's Empire. And then we started showing pictures of your coins from your bachelor party.
Woot.
And then it deteriorated from there.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's about six and six. You say, but, well, I guess because there's a TIE fighter?
Yeah, no. But there's a bunch of people that, like you said, that didn't answer originally, too.
So there's...
So I think they probably got thrown into the...
Whatever mix.
Yeah.
So I think it's half and half of good and evil in the thing. Because even though you said Spaz, he didn't answer, but he guessed he answered, but he didn't answer.
Right.
So he definitely looks like he's Jedi or Rebel, I mean.
Right.
But yeah, no, there's a it's pretty cool. If I can, I'll probably try to put a picture of it up. I'll probably just try to take a picture of it and just set it up. But that's awesome. We hung it today. So it's over our actual dining room table in our dining room.
It's so massive. So that's the other part that...
It is. It's huge.
It's huge. It's 60 by 40. Yeah, it's like 6 feet by 4 feet.
Really 6 feet tall?
No, it's 60 not inches.
I mean, 50. It's 5 feet by four. 5 by 4? Is that a 5 by 4?
I'd say it's not as tall as me and Michael.
No, it's not. It's 60 inches by 40 inches. Do the math.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
okay,
do it for
so
you.
Like 3.5 by 5 feet.
Yeah, maybe.
60 inches is 5 feet. I know that because I'm 60 inches tall.
So.
Ish.
But anyway, have you seen, have you gotten Minecraft for your Switch yet?
I have not gotten Minecraft for my Switch yet.
I'm debating it.
I mean, I got it on Xbox and PC.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get Minecraft on the Switch and then play in the Realm. I should probably invite you to the Realm.
Hmm. It'd probably be easier, too, if it's on the Switch.
Yeah, we have a Realm. It's basically you can play from... if you get the all-in-one edition, it's not... It's basically... You can play anywhere, so it's like Windows edition.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play it on your computer. You can log into the same Realm. Xbox... Switch, maybe PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
it's across all platforms.
What is the because Java is different than Bedrock. Because this is a Bedrock.
It's Bedrock, basically.
And Bedrock is ahead of Java.
Is it? No, it wasn't before.
I thought it's always been ahead.
No,
I thought Java's always been behind.
It was originally 100% Java until Windows bought it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just knew one was ahead of the other one in updates.
Hmm. Well, probably now that Windows owns it.
Maybe
Windows
it's...
is up ahead of. So it's got some cool stuff.
I know Java is 14.
No idea what you're talking about.
Update. Release.
Ooh.
Is 14.
Mm.
So I don't know what Bedrock is. And I assume Bedrock is the...
Latest and greatest.
Maybe.
It is, because they recently just updated.
Okay.
So.
What about Mario Maker? That actually looks really fun.
Oh, yeah?
Have you not seen the trailer for it?
No. Have you seen? You haven't seen the trailer for the new Minecraft in the real world either.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
It's basically like Pokemon Go, but with Minecraft.
Okay. Is it VR or is it for your mobile? It seems like it'd be stupid.
I don't know.
How is that supposed to work?
I don't know. I haven't even watched the whole trailer.
We'll have to watch the trailer then. But yeah, no, Mario Maker looks actually pretty damn awesome. Bless you.
It was a yawn.
Yeah, no, it actually looks like it's you can do a lot more with it. And you can put it in any universe, meaning Mario 1, 2, 3.
Didn't they do a Mario Maker before?
They did, but it was for an earlier system.
Okay.
I can't remember which system it was. But they did it for that system, and
now it's for the Switch.
Switch.
Okay.
And it's like, you can actually multiplayer it. You can multiplay the actual map, but you can actually co-op the building.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then with the Maker, you can actually go by, if you're wanting to play somebody else's maps... You can actually set parameters for what you want. Puzzle, side-scroller, etc., etc. And then with that, you can actually do more of like it's an endless thing to where if you put in your parameters and then it'll just start grabbing maps like that. And it's kind of like a world where you're hopping from one map level to the next.
Okay.
And then if you... do it without dying or blah blah blah, you gain points for doing it certain ways,
yeah,
or not dying and all this stuff, which I think would almost be impossible, especially with the way some people make their maps.
Oh yeah, some people make their maps real sadistically,
and you have to kind of die to learn the map.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting, but I'm like, I kind of want to get it just to make it and all this, because it's apparently freaking awesome.
Yeah,
we'll watch it after here in a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm thoroughly impressed with it. And
yeah, you seem to be all about the Switch right now.
It's just easy.
Which is weird, because, you know, you got an Xbox. And everybody else you know plays on Xbox.
I know. I just haven't. I don't know. I hardly play the Switch, though, even.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's actually, the game is actually pretty cool. You're on the online service, right, for Nintendo?
I think so.
They come out with a thing of, if you buy Mario Maker 2, it's kind of bundled with online. So, I guess, like, the first month or something?
I mean, you caught my yawn. Most contagious disease ever.
I guess it's the first month for free, because if you get both of them, it's $59.
No, I'm actually not online. I don't pay for Nintendo online.
You're a Prime member, right?
I am an Amazon Prime member.
If you go to Twitch...
Since 2004.
If you go to Twitch, you need to hurry and go to Twitch. You can get 3 months for free.
Okay. And, or 2009. I don't know when I became a Prime member.
I don't know. Because if you go to Twitch, because Twitch was bought out by Amazon as well, and you're a Prime member, so you're technically a Twitch Prime member as well, then just log into Twitch. Go to whatever they do. If you can't find it, I'll help you out. But you can get 3 months for free. And then after your 3 months, you can get 12 months.
Okay.
So, yeah, right now they've got that kind of deal. I don't know when it undoes itself, but you can actually get pretty much a year and 3 months for free.
Okay. Nice.
That being said, they also have a fucking stupid thing out right now to where they have vouchers. Okay. Did you get an email for this?
No.
Because you're on Nintendo. You should have gotten a voucher in your inbox.
Do you think I pay attention to the emails that go... Or the email accounts that I send those things to.
Okay. You have two vouchers. If you pay $99 for two vouchers, you can pretty much use those vouchers for certain games. So if you don't be stupid and get like two $59.99 games, then yes, you're coming out on top. But if you get two games that are like $49.99, then you just... In reality, you paid more for the vouchers than you did buy the games by a penny, but you can at least save at least $10 or $20 if you get two $59 games.
Hmm.
Yeah. But it's only on download, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to like get it from download.
I'm 90% downloaded anyway at this point in my life.
Certain games I am. There's certain games that I'm not.
I mean, I think when Halo... Infinity comes out, or Infinite comes out, I'm going to get that as a hard copy game, because I want the super awesome edition that comes with all the cool stuff.
Oh, I don't know if I'll get that, but this is a reboot.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Nope.
Pretty sure.
It's not.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Nope.
Yeah, we can table this till next week, but I'm pretty sure that Infinite is a reboot.
Pretty sure it's not.
Pretty sure it is.
Nope.
Agree to disagree.
I think it is the end of a shitty trilogy. And then it will probably reboot at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an end of a shitty trilogy.
Which trilogy? Because there's like Halo 5 and 6.
The Reclaimer trilogy. Started with Halo 4.
Maybe? I don't know.
So how is it a trilogy if they've already done 5 and 6?
Oh, no, they're doing 6 now.
Oh, okay.
That's 6, the title.
And some of those don't fit into whatever the hell they were doing. Like,
Or, no, maybe it's the Promethean trilogy. Ah.
Fuck if I know. What was... Because there was the, ODST?
Right, which is in Reach that they didn't fall into those.
Yeah. But that's because they were swapping studios at that point, weren't they? Somebody else was taking over?
No. Reach was part of 343, which was the original Bungie. After they got bought. No. Fuck.
I don't remember their history either.
Man. All I know is they suck now.
Yeah.
Destiny 2. Destiny.
Yeah, they've always sucked.
Shut your mouth. Are you talking about Bungie or
Destiny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're fine. You're cool with that.
Destiny's always sucked.
I'm okay with that. Oh, dude, so I almost got in an argument with somebody talking about I play Battle Royale games.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play PUBG, but I did jump on the Fortnite train. I do not regret it. I am an adult that played Fortnite. And then I moved to Apex Legends because I can't build. So I went to Apex because it's better. Mm-hmm. If you can't build. And the heroes got cool abilities. So I'm like, all right, cool. And then somebody asked me, he's like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, why not? He's like, because it's just like, oh, what happens when you win? You go in and you do it all over again. And he's like, I just can't do that. And I almost went, you played Destiny. And you still play Destiny 2. That's literally every week you go in and you play the same thing over and over and over and over again. It's called a raid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same exact thing.
Yeah. Except at this point in Apex and all those battle royales, you're at least pitting your skill
against other players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than
a computer
knowing
that you've
the same.
Done it.
Yeah.
Already done it 100 times.
Yeah, that's a little bit more redundant than
And the loot is random ish.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't understand why Battle Royale finally became a thing, because it's always been a thing in multiplayer.
Right. Well, most of the time in multiplayer, you don't live once. You have respawns. And this doesn't have respawns.
Except for if you set the parameters, like
right,
the
you
can
set
that,
the parameters
like, hey,
like
this
that.
Is like your only life.
I mean,
I don't understand how it was like, oh my god, this is such a new concept. Ever since multiplayer's been around, it's always been a thing.
Well, it's always been a spawn, and you've spawned with a gun. In most games.
Most games.
This, they're dropping you from on top, from above the world. You fall in, and you pick up the gun. Or whatever you can pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mad dash to get whatever you can, and either fight people who have other stuff, fight people who are trying to find stuff, or you run away.
Yeah. I think the only new concept that they added was the closing in of the circle.
Right.
I think that's the only new thing that they
which,
added.
I mean, you have to do, or else games will take forever.
Yeah, unless you just had a time limit and be like, okay, nobody won. Because nobody moved.
It would suck.
It would. A 20-minute timer where you're just sitting in a house.
Yeah.
Trying to snipe people that may or may not be around.
So people are like, oh, they should do solos with this. And it's like, well, no, because that would turn into everybody playing one character and all camping in a house, just throwing down poison traps. Nobody would ever leave.
Yeah, well, I mean, they'd have to if they had...
with
the
storm,
circles.
But
yeah.
But then at that point, it'd be luck of the draw, whoever happened to...
I don't know. I don't think it's impossible for a solo person to win it.
Well, no, it's not. They're talking about teams of solo. Because right now, no matter what you do, you're getting pitted with either two... If you go in solo, you're getting pitted with two other people to max out the team of three.
Oh, okay.
So they want a solo mode.
And this is an Apex.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking just mode. Battle Royale.
Battle Royale in general, you have a solo mode, a duo mode, and a squad mode.
Okay.
And then big team battle.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Big team battle in Halo. Those were the days.
Those were so great. We're getting like...
In the elephant?
Yeah, 20 or 30 kills.
That was hilarious.
I mean, I'm not great at Apex. Mm-hmm. I do most of the time enough damage to kill one person a game, but normally don't get a kill.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple games where I'll have like 3 kills or 5, and my max has been 7. So
that's cool.
I've had like 1,500 damage that I did to people and had like 3 kills and was pissed about it. And then like my buddy Danny had like half my damage and like twice my kills, and it's because he was mopping up
everybody else's
when I would, yeah, I'd do all the work and then he'd down them because they were running away.
Oh wow. Asshole.
Yeah,
very cool. Awesome. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
I think I'm good too this week. All right. A little bit better.
Yeah,
So we'll...
I came in with things to talk about.
There you go. And it was at least, you know, we're doing it kind of on a weekend, so yeah. We're not having to come schluff off from work.
Yeah, work.
So, anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Fuck work.